The coronavirus has changed a lot about the way we work. Many people are working from home. Meetings have been done via video link. A whole lot of jobs have gone online. So many of you who work in offices would be used to the open plan office by now. So are we set to see that change? Let's go to Libby Sander, who is an assistant professor of organizational behavior at Bond University, and with us to have a look at the future of workplaces and office spaces. Libby, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, can you tell us when open plan offices became popular?
They've actually been around for decades, since before the 50s and 60s. So there was this idea that we should take down the walls and, you know, make everybody more equal. So that it's been around for quite a while.
We're all so equal, we share all the same bugs.
Yeah.
I'm assuming hot desking is a little, that's a little bit more recent.
That's definitely much more recent. That sort of no one has their own desk. And the idea then, obviously, is that people should clean their desk and their keyboard when they have finished using those hot desks. But research shows, unfortunately, they often don't. But it'll be interesting to see what happens now. I don't think people will be so keen to use hot desks.
No, or they'll become much more hygienic. That's an alternative, I suppose.
Hopefully.
You mentioned there that the open office has been around for a while. Could you just expand a bit on some of what the perceived benefits have been?
Yeah, the idea originally was that it would make people more collaborative. So they would share ideas, they would solve problems more quickly, and hopefully that would make the company more, you know, innovative, and it would sort of get work done more quickly. But most of the research has shown that just putting everyone together in one big room doesn't actually make them communicate more or, you know, interact on problems more, and it can actually have the opposite effect.
So it can create a less unified environment?
Yeah, one of the biggest problems is that the noise. So everyone, a lot of people who work in open plan offices will say, you know, often I can't think to get things done. It's too noisy. I get interrupted, you know, dozens of times a day when I'm trying to, you know, think and concentrate. And so when that happens, our research has shown that people actually get less collaborative. So they get more frustrated because they can't do their job. They get more withdrawn, and they can even become more hostile because they just kind of can't get their job done.
Have you seen a movie called Office Space?
Yes.
That is a classic from the 90s where that highlights exactly that, where they're also crammed in to their little cubicles that they hear each other. Anyway, look, in the middle of this interview, a recommendation while you're in lockdown, while you're not doing what you'd normally be doing, have a look at the movie Office Space if you get the chance. It's 5:45 on ABC Radio Perth in WA. Libby Sander is with us from Bond University, looking at the future of open workplaces or office spaces. Libby, how do you see things changing or otherwise when the restrictions lift and people are starting to come back to work?
Yeah, look, when I think people are confident that, you know, their exposure is not going to be, you know, significant, or there's a vaccine or whatever happens, then I think initially people will want to go back to the workplace, similarly as they might want to, you know, go shopping again or go to a restaurant or a movie, because we want that kind of normality and routine back in our life. But I think one thing that will change in the longer term is that people now have seen, look, actually a lot of us can work from home, and while working from home all the time doesn't actually suit most people, the research shows that, you know, it doesn't suit everyone, but for a lot of people, 1 or 2 days a week working from home has a lot of benefits. And so I think we'll see a lot more of that. That will mean companies will need less office space, so they'll perhaps be able to reduce their costs, and, you know, people will be able to commute less. So I think that's one of the changes that we'll see.
It's interesting, Libby, that in terms of progress in the office, it's been rather slow. I remember back in the 70s. My father taking a new thing, he worked for the government, that he took a new thing called Flexi Time, where he would do extra hours on certain days and he would get Thursday afternoons off and he'd go up and play golf. Why do you think the office space has been generally slow to move when you think of, you know, progressing? I mean, that was in the 70s, yet we seem to have remained in the same space prior to this. Why do you think it's been so slow?
It's a really great point. You know, one of the reasons has been, well, originally it was technology. You know, we've got all these expensive things in one place and we need everyone in one place to use them. But, you know, that hasn't been the case for a while, as you said. But it's our management approach that really has been a major sort of constrictor. We think still that we have to have everyone come in at the same time, in the same place. And look, in some industries you do. If you're opening a bakery, then you need people to be there and open it. But for a lot of people who are doing knowledge work or work that involves thinking and doing things on a computer, then you don't all need to be in the same place at the same time. But our approach to management is still very much, if I can't see you, I don't know what you're doing, you might be at home watching Netflix.
So it's suspicious. It's a bit of a suspicious attitude. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you think that'll change?
I think it is definitely changing, and as we see different generations coming through in the workforce, and we saw, you know, often the comment is, oh, it'll take so long to get set up for home working, and we have to do all these things, and it'll take years, and then we saw actually, you know, in the matter of weeks, we could actually get it done. So I think now that we've seen it can work, the conversation will be a lot different.
I imagine there'll be, there'll be people arguing a case who have to commute, for example. Because that's one obvious example where it will be beneficial to work from home if you are able to and you're still able to achieve the same, you know, the same result. Libby, we'll leave you there. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Libby Sander, who is Assistant Professor of Organisational Behaviour at Bond University.